The new head of a commission set up to find the bodies of people murdered and secretly buried by Republicans during the Troubles has said he would not have taken the job if he didn't believe it can complete its task. The remains of four of the 17 people known as the disappeared have not yet been recovered. Former Garda officer Eamon Henry, who's now the lead investigator for the Disappeared Commission, has been speaking to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. He said that hope of finding the disappeared has not been lost.
I was the Garda Síochána liaison from June 2013 to February 2017 when I retired. And during that time, in 2014, we recovered Brendan McGraw's remains in Orristown in County Meath, and then in 2015 we recovered Seamus Wright and Kevin McKee in Coddlestown, County Meath as well. I was involved in the operation to locate the remains for Seamus Ruddy in Paris, but he was recovered in May, just a couple of months after I had retired. But I was involved in the kind of groundwork for that recovery.
So you know how much it means to families when the remains of their loved ones are found?
Yes, it was quite a moving experience when we actually firstly recovered Brendan McGraw, and to meet the McGraw family. It was a really moving experience. And again, the Wright and McKee family as well, families, it was a moving experience. And to see some relief in relation to, you know, the recovery of their loved ones, and that they now had a place where they could bury their loved ones and a place to go up to mourn them. Compared to the people who haven't been recovered, it's just an incredible difference in the family's reaction and also their chance to grieve.
And those families, you know, the families of Robert Narak, Clumba McVeigh, Joe Dinsky, Seamus McGuire, still desperately seeking those remains. I mean, how impactful is it on those families when you meet them?
When we meet with the families, we can see the families that have had their loved ones recovered, and then the support that they provide to the families that haven't had their loved ones recovered yet is immense. But you can definitely see the difference between the families. The anguish on those who have not had their loved ones recovered versus those who have had their loved ones recovered. It's immense.
Of course, you're coming into the role now when there have been a number of unsuccessful searches recently. I mean, several searches in recent years for Clumba McVeigh, for Joe Dinsky. Some might say that hope is effectively running out because the corporate memory of those involved in these killings and these secret burials is perhaps gone. Are you concerned that hope has effectively gone?
No. And that's my job, and that's the Commission's job, and it's all the investigators' job is to make sure that we don't lose hope. If I didn't believe that we can find these bodies, I wouldn't be here today. I would not have put myself forward for this, but I have seen the tremendous work that has been done over the years, and I firmly believe that we will recover the last four remains. It may take a bit of time, but I do believe that we will recover those people.
Now, clearly you can't go into details of what information you have, but is it fair to say then, from what you're saying, is that you do have information about those four bodies that could result in further searches at some point?
We have ongoing inquiries, and we're following certain leads in relation to all four cases. All four cases are actively being investigated and followed up, and we will have a number of operations in the near future in relation to some of those. But at the end of the day, basically, I might be oversimplifying this, but we are looking for four locations of where these victims are. I'm not interested in the politics, I'm not interested in secrets of any organisation or whatever. I'm interested in four locations as to where these victims are so that we can recover them. The information that we receive is treated in confidence. It's fully confidential, and I think the integrity of the Commission to date has been that no information that has been supplied to the Commission has been leaked or has been compromised. And I think that stands to the integrity of the Commission, that we have protected information that has been received. So I would appeal to anybody that to come forward. It will be treated in total confidentiality and total confidence.
Eamon Henry, who's the new lead investigator for the Disappeared Commission, he was speaking to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.